This is the Audit Committee meeting of April 25th, 2017. We are starting now at 6:38 p.m. Pacific Time, 9:38 p.m. Eastern Time, 8:38 p.m. Central Time. I am Grace Aaron, the Chair Pro Tem. I'm calling this meeting to order. I would like to turn the chair over to Robert Mark, newly elected chair, which I will try to do after Aki Tanaka, our secretary, calls the roll. Aki, can you please call the roll?
Sure. Grace?
Here.
Grace Ella? Okay. Benito?
Yes.
Benito? Okay. Irene Duncan?
Here.
Duncan here. Sasha Futron? Sasha? Let me check on you. Jamie? Okay, Jamie Gomez. Okay, William Gearwagon. Okay, Ken Loffer.
Here.
Okay, Ken is here. Robert Mark.
Present.
Robert is here. Okay, PK McCary.
Here.
McCary is here. Dorothy White?
I'm here. Am I muted?
Oh, Hello? You're here. Good.
Hi. Yeah,
I saw you come on. Good.
Okay.
Irene Wilson?
I'm here.
Okay. And Jim Sagerton?
Here.
Okay. Tanaka is here. I'm going to check on Jamie Gomez. Jamie? Are you muted? No, you're not. I see you online, but okay, I'll just go. All right, go ahead, Grace. We have 12 people.
Okay, very good. The next thing I would like to do is turn over the chair to Robert Mark, who was just newly elected with an email election that was administrated by Terry Goodman.
William,
would you be okay? Go ahead, William.
Okay, I object with number one. The pro tem chair himself was elected against the bylaws with a voice vote, and then number two, separately, the election of the permanent chair was at variance with the Pacifica practice and procedure, and having no second ballot recipient and with having no actual witnesses, usually done at public meetings. And that's been a practice and procedure for quite some time, several years. I don't
okay.
have a document to prove that.
But it's up to the stack.
Okay. Hold on, Benito. There's no stack yet. I am ruling your objection to be out of order. It's not well taken. The first statement was already decided by this committee two meetings ago, I believe, and it was challenge to the ruling of the chair was overturned. The chair was upheld, which was that the pro tem election was valid. The second issue, I am ruling against that as well because it was an email election that does conform to the bylaws. Our teller believed that it was appropriate and adequate for the election of a permanent chair, and so I am ruling that out of order. But you are challenging that ruling, so we will take this to the body. Would you like to motivate your... Okay, Benito, I hear you. William, would you like to motivate it any further?
Sure. Your first point about my first point, in that it was voted, turned down by the committee as being dilatory, was absurd because in my first time I brought it up, I didn't have a bylaw motion in. The second time I brought it up, I did have a bylaw citation, rather, in it. And so the committee just, you and the committee voted wrong, I guess on a partisan basis, but so be it. And on the second part, you know, we can disagree, but in past Pacifica board usage and in all past elections that have done electronically have had witnesses and second tellers. So, you know, you can change the world if you wish, but it's not really appropriate.
Thank you, William.
Benito? Oh, Aki on the set, please.
I hear you, Aki. Benito and then Aki. Go ahead, Benito.
Thank you. So I agree absolutely with everything William said, but I'm going to make an additional objection or reason, which is we conducted this election not only with one teller, against, which goes against the practice for years. But on top of that, we conducted this election without a full complement of all members that were elected or selected by their various LSBs to join this committee. So how you conduct an election and disenfranchise some of the members, I don't understand that. So obviously that goes and violates the bylaws.
Thank you, Benito. Aki.
So for no other reason, without even getting into the issue of only one teller, that's an even bigger reason. So this election is totally illegit.
Thank you, Benito. Aki?
Okay. I want to address what Benito first said. That all of the LSC from WBAI and both from KPFT, which were delayed, but all represented now. So there is no missing
that
people
is
from LSCs.
That is incorrect.
Okay.
Let me tell you're out of order.
Okay. The second point is that election is supposed to be not about what the procedure is, but whether the actual result is verifiable and keeps the anonymity. Whether you have two tellers or not, the way we conducted the election is that every single person has a unique ID. And each person can see what the unique ID voted on, because Terry produced 14 unique IDs, actually there are 13, and each vote corresponding. So each person who voted, all 13, can say, my vote was counted validly. So if that is the result, then the result that is tabulated is an accurate result, whether the methodology did not follow the prior two-count method or not, it still is a valid result. That's what I wanted to say.
Thank you, Benito. I'd like to say that on a challenge to the ruling of the chair, members of the body can only speak once.
What?
I'm not going to recognize Benito. That is in Robert's Rules of Order. You can look it up. I will say something after everyone's done speaking. PK, would you like to speak? Go ahead.
All rules. But I think we're talking about just compassion. You have the votes, obviously. I was told that in several different emails in several different ways. But I'm not a malcontent, nor am I part of any faction or group. I do my best to be fair. And there were those who did not vote because in the discussions on the email, it seemed that it wasn't a big deal to at least have the semblance of more democracy and fairness to those of us who aren't part of this ongoing feud. And that it wasn't a big deal. And I just want to know from the members, Grace and Aki, and all of those who have spoken to it on the emails, why can't we do this as a place of honor and respect to those of us who are feeling dismissed?
Okay, thank you very much, PK. First of all, I would like to say that there are two LSB representatives from each and every LSB on this committee.
That is not correct.
Okay.
Point of order.
Go ahead, Robert.
The member has interfered in that respect three or four times during this meeting, and I would like the chair to rule that he is being obstructive.
So rules.
I call the question on supporting the ruling of the chair.
Okay, it's not appropriate
actually,
to call the question again.
Actually, that's point of personal privilege.
Okay, go ahead, Benito.
Thank you. You know, all of this could have been resolved if I had been allowed to speak a few minutes ago. I spoke to the issue of whether or not the election was appropriate. True. Okay. But then Aki brought up another point. So the only thing I've been trying to do, the chair did not allow me to speak at least twice. All I'm trying to make clear is that at least in the case of BFW, I can't speak about any other station, but I know that we have at least one other person that was selected by our LSD to join this committee. And this person has not yet been brought on to this committee. Why that person has not been brought on, I have no idea. I just know that she is not on here. And so, therefore, all I'm saying is that the election has to wait until we can get everybody on the committee.
Okay. What is the name of the wait a second. I'd like to know who that person is. What is the name of that person?
Let me see. I'm having a senior moment here. I'll get it to you in a second because, if you give me a minute, I'll look it up.
Okay, I have on my...
There's my...
I have on my... Okay, Aki, go ahead.
Well, you know, I asked the secretary... I asked Jim Brown for the secretary of WPHW to send me the list of people who voted from Washington, and those are the names I used. And I have not received any other update from them because I specifically asked each of the stations to send their, LSP delegates that were voted. So if I didn't get it, there's no way I can put their name on.
Thank you. I would ask at this point that Benito Diaz and Eileen Rosin, please get with your LSB and find out if there is one more person to be added to this audit committee from WPFW. We would like to, if at all possible, have a full complement of members on this committee. Now, just a moment.
Okay.
The election results would not be changed if that person voted in a contrary way to the majority of votes that happened in the election. The margin was quite large, so there is no justification for redoing the election to add another person because it would, could not possibly change the result of the election itself. Now, James, go ahead.
I would just like to mention that all of this discussion of what's right and what's wrong and following procedure and not following procedure, I have been witness to much greater violation of procedure in these specific committees and bodies than anything I've seen on this committee. And at that time, when those who were violating, for example, not allowing WBII representation on the Pacifica National Board for an extended period of time, nobody had a problem with that. They proceeded on as if it didn't matter whatsoever. Appointing members onto the PNB who were not actual members of the affiliate radio stations as affiliate members of the PNB, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So the real problem that we're looking at here, we've got the Attorney General looking down at us, getting ready to make a decision to dissolve our organization. And if we want to argue about all of these minor perceived violations of procedure, whether they be actual or not, I don't think they are, we stand to lose the entire network. And I think it behooves us to get on with our business.
Thank you very much, James.
Yeah, well,
now we're going to go to a vote.
Benito, to this, I think I have.
Benito, you've already spoken twice. You will not be recognized again.
I'm trying to give you the information
to the ruling
of the
chair.
Okay,
Benito, I would entertain a motion to reprimand Benito. He's out of
order.
William, point of order.
Okay, all right. William, we're not taking up your point of order until we're done with this challenge to the ruling of the chair. Aki,
okay.
I want you to go to a vote to the ruling of the chair. The ruling of the chair is I rule that the election for permanent chair was valid, should be accepted, and that any challenge to it is out of order. A yes vote upholds my ruling. Please go to a vote.
Okay, Grace Hahn?
Yes.
Grace, okay. And Benito Diaz? And, okay. Elaine Duncan?
Yes.
Okay. Duncan says, Sasha Futron?
Abstain.
Sasha? Abstain, okay. Jamie Gomez?
Yes, to uphold the ruling of the chair.
Okay, Gomez, yes. William Heelwagon?
No.
Okay, Heelwagon is no. Tim Rolfer?
Yes.
Tim Rolfer, yes. Okay. Robert Mark?
Robert Mark abstains.
Okay, Robert Mark abstains. P.K. McCary?
No.
P.K. is no. Okay. Dorothy Wright?
Yes.
Dorothy is yes. Irene Rosen?
Abstain.
Okay, abstain. Pawad. James Sagatin.
Yes.
Sagatin is yes. And Tanaka is yes. Seven yes, three no, and three abstention.
Okay, thank you, Aki. I will now turn over the chair to Robert Mark, the elected permanent chair of this committee. And I would like to say that we have one pending matter besides the agenda, and that's William Heerwagon had a point of order. Congratulations on your election, Robert. You may take the chair.
Well, I will allow you to pass me the gavel, but until we get to the point where we can have a motion on whether to have a revote, I will not claim to be the elected chair. But under Robert's rules, the current chair may pass the gavel to anybody they want.
Okay.
Did you repeat that?
Under Robert's rules, the chairman of a committee may pass the gavel to anybody they want to lead the meeting.
Okay, I pass the gavel to you, Robert.
Okay, I will accept the gavel.
The next item on the agenda is selection of timekeepers. Can we keep the same timekeepers we had before?
Sure.
Next item on the agenda is the agenda approval. Does anybody have any motions or anything with respect to the proposed agenda?
Move to approve the agenda.
It's been moved to approve the agenda. Is there any objection? Hearing none, the agenda is approved. Minutes approval. Do we have minutes to approve? I believe
move to approve the minutes.
I sent out the minutes, yes.
The motion.
I move to approve the minutes
of the last meeting.
Well, there have been two or three motions to approve the minutes of the last meeting. Is there any discussion, corrections, additions to the minutes that were sent out?
Just a request for information.
Yes, go ahead.
We're just talking about the last meeting, which would have been Friday, I guess, right?
I believe it was, minutes for the last meeting.
It was just 17th, Monday.
It was Monday. We didn't meet on Friday.
Yeah, it was the 17th.
The 7th.
It's a minute from the 17th.
Okay. Yeah, William for the stack.
Yes, go ahead, William.
Grace said I had a point of order, which was just to be brought up that she didn't want to handle, but that it should be carried over to now.
Okay, what is your point of order? You shouldn't ask for the stack. You should say point of order, but go ahead.
Okay, point of order. Thank you.
Yes, go ahead, William.
Thank you. I'd just like to point out that the comments made by a fellow New Yorker a few minutes ago about unfairness in how WBAI was treated. This group of people boycotted all local meetings, never had
a point of order.
Legal delegates meeting all
year.
Not
a point of order. And it's an argument.
I have to agree, that's not a point of order.
I was going
to
say,
I'm trying to debate an issue that we've moved the agenda
I'll
past.
Say he was out of order in stating.
Is there a motion to extend this meeting beyond 9 o'clock Central Time?
So moved. I moved to extend the meeting for 1 hour.
Oh, my God.
Object.
I didn't call for a vote, but having heard an objection, I guess we'll just call for the vote. Aki, would you take the vote?
Chair, I'd like to make a substitute.
You'd like to make a what?
A substitute motion.
I'll allow that.
So just 15 minutes, extend for 15 minutes.
Okay. I would ask, is there any objection to the substitute motion to extend for 15 minutes? Hearing none, the meeting is extended until 9.
Yes. I object for just 15 minutes.
Okay, you do understand that we could extend it again. Instead of going through a vote.
May I say why I'm objecting?
No, you can just, we'll go to a vote. I can call the roll.
Okay, so what are we voting on?
Extending the meeting till to 9:16 p.m.
9:16, okay.
Central time.
Central time, okay. Central time, all right. So, Grace Allen?
No.
Okay. Benita Diaz?
Yes.
Okay, Benita Diaz. Ian Duncan?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay, Sasha Futan?
No.
Futan is no. Jamie Gomez?
Abstain.
Okay. William Kierwagen.
Yes.
William is yes. Ken Lofa?
No.
No, Ken Lofa is no. Robert Mark?
Robert Mark passes.
Okay. T.K. McCary?
I'm sorry, I was muted. Yes.
Who was that?
Yes.
Who said yes?
T.K.
Did you call my name? This is T.K. I'm sorry. Usually after I hear Robert's name, it's mine. But if you didn't call my name, then I'm sorry.
Robert Mark was what? Pass, right?
Correct.
Right. Okay. T.K. McCary?
Yes.
Okay. T.K. is yes. Okay. Dorothy Wright?
Yes.
Dorothy is yes. Irene Watson?
Yes.
Irene is what? Yes. Okay. James yes. Hackerton?
No.
No. James is no. And I have Saint. Okay. So, vote on Mark, and then change your pass.
The chair's not voting.
Okay, all right. Okay, so, 6 yes, 4 no, 2 abstention, and 1 not voting. Okay.
I'm sorry, can you repeat that, please?
6 yes, 4 no, 2 abstain, and 1 non-voting.
Thank you.
Okay. I see that as a equivalent of a tie, and the amendment, the substitution fails. Now we'll go to a vote on the original motion to extend 1 hour. Mr.
Okay.
Secretary, call the roll.
Okay, extend by 1 hour. Okay, please, John.
Request for information.
Yes, I vote yes.
Okay.
What's your request for information, Benito?
Yeah, Chair, can you explain to me why the motion failed if it was 6-4?
You know, you're absolutely right. I was thinking it was 6 the other way. I'd say that the motion did pass. So now we have to vote on the substitute a motion as substituted. Mr. Chair, call, or Mr. Secretary, call the rule.
So we're going to whether the substitute motion will be added to the main motion, right?
We voted on that, and it passed 6-4 to
right.
Whatever the abstentions were.
Uh-huh.
Now you have to vote again. Robert's rules requires you now to vote again on the substitute motion as if it were the main motion.
I see. I get it. Okay. All right. Grace, Aaron?
Well, request for information real quick.
I vote no.
Okay.
Chair
Benito Diaz?
Benito, we're taking a vote here. We're taking a vote because you pointed out the error. I don't understand why you want to keep interrupting this meeting. This is dilatory interruption.
So, can I answer the question?
No. No, we're taking a vote.
Well, we're taking a vote. So, okay. So, any... Benito, how do you vote?
In order to vote, I need to know what...
Okay, hang on. I'll come back to you on the vote then. All right.
Benito, we're voting on the motion you made. If you don't know what it is, maybe you shouldn't be here.
Well, that's a good question. So, okay.
Right. Hang on just a minute.
That was out of order, Chair. This is...
Yes.
Yes, me.
Yvonne Duncan?
Yes.
Okay, Yvonne is yes. Sasha Futron?
No.
No, okay. Jimmy Gomez?
No.
Okay. William Hewagen?
Yes.
William? Okay, William is yes. Ken Lofer?
No.
Ken Lofer is no. Robert Mark? Robert Mark?
Yeah, the chair's not voting.
Okay, chair's up. Okay. T.K. McCary?
Yes.
T.K. is yes. Okay. Dorothy White?
No.
Okay. Irene Watson?
Yes.
Irene is yes. James Sagerton?
No.
No.
No. Tanaka is no. Benito, get back to you.
Yes.
Okay, yes. All right. So we have five yes, seven no, and one not voting. Okay.
Okay, the motion fails. So it's 9:08 p.m. here in Central Texas or Southeast mm-hmm. Texas, and so I think the only thing appropriate is to accept a motion to adjourn.
No, we didn't vote on Grace's motion yet.
It's what was Grace's motion?
Yeah.
We just did. We voted
on the voting on Benito's motion.
Substitute passed.
No, it didn't. It just failed.
Yes, it did.
It failed.
6-4.
I'm over East End for half. I'm over East End for half an hour.
Motion.
No, it failed. The substitute of the main didn't fail. Five yes and seven no.
No, that
so
was,
now
that
we can
was,
have another motion.
That was when
be,
it became the main motion.
With the
when
motion.
It became the main motion, the original motion goes away, evaporates, it's gone.
So I have a new motion that we extend for a half hour.
It's too late. I'm sorry. I rule you out of order.
Okay. I want to have dinner.
I'll say this again for those that weren't paying attention. If you had voted for the 15 minutes, you could have extended it again. So now I will only entertain a motion to adjourn.
Okay, point of order. Point of order. Are you going to decide on the point of order is, are you as chair going to decide on the date and time of the next closed and open meetings? Or are we going to decide on that as a body?
I think I will send out a poll, and then I will make a decision based on the poll.
Okay. Thank you, Robert.
Point of order.
Yes, what is your point of order?
So you're telling me that the chair can decide that he's not even going to hear another motion? If somebody has a motion, it's just all over with?
At 9:06
Central Time. We did that the other day, and we overruled him, and we continued our meeting. I don't know what's going on here.
Point of information. Because
you
didn't vote
to
overrule. That's
one, right?
The problem. Point of information.
Mm-hmm. Yes, what is the point of information?
If those who wish to extend the meeting by whatever amount of time vote no on the motion to adjourn, would a motion to continue the meeting be appropriate?
Yes.
I believe it would.
Thank you.
What if there's no motion to adjourn? No more.
There is a motion to adjourn.
William, well, if you go ahead with the motion to adjourn, it's fine. Otherwise, I have a point of information.
Well, I think we're going to go to vote on the motion to adjourn. Aki?
Okay, this is a motion to adjourn. Okay, Grace?
No.
Okay, so Benito Diaz? Yes. Okay. Elaine Duncan?
No.
No, okay. Sasha Futron?
No.
No, okay. Jamie Gomez?
No.
No, okay. William Heerwagen?
Yes.
Heerwagen is yes. Kim Lofer?
Definitely no. We have a network.
Okay.
Hey.
Yep. Robert Mark? Good job voting. Okay. P.K. McCary? P.K.?
I abstain. I'm so confused.
Okay. Dorothy White.
No.
Okay. Dorothy, no. Irene Wasson? Irene? We'll get back to you. James Sagerton?
No.
No, okay. Tanaka is no. Get back to Irene. Rosin? I don't see Irene anymore. Okay, she must have stopped. Okay, so two yes and eight no and one abstention. So they were not adjourning. Okay, so now what?
Thank you, Rocky. I believe Grace Aaron had a motion she was trying to make before we had that vote.
And I had a point of information.
Okay, I'd like to change, if I can, change
let's
my...
Let's get the point of information first and then go from there.
Okay.
What's the point of information?
I'm wondering if the chair or anyone else is aware that we have on the calendar May 1st meeting. Monday, May 1st is the next meeting.
Was not aware of that, but that's a good point. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, Grace, what was your motion?
If I can, I'd like to change my motion to extend the meeting by 30 minutes.
It's all a new ballgame. You make the any motion you want.
Okay, I'd like to extend this meeting by 30 minutes from the present.
The motion has been made to extend the meeting for 30 minutes?
For 30 minutes?
Is there any objection to the motion?
Yes.
Hearing none?
William.
William, okay.
Oh, William.
There has been
no,
an objection.
We have to keep voting for no reason, William. You're outvoted.
Well, but it takes up time. So, but the
and
30 minutes
starts
as soon
as the vote
is announced.
When we have a network we're going to lose, it takes up time. Yes, you're
we
right,
want to get it
congratulations. Now I know where you stand.
Order.
Yes, can we go to the vote on the motion to extend for 30 minutes?
Okay, Grace Allen?
Yes.
William, point of order?
No!
Make a point of order during a vote.
What is your point of order? Your last
okay.
request
that's
for information was not a request for information.
Just,
I hope this one is a point of order.
The last one was a question, and you appreciated it.
No, it wasn't. You gave an answer. You didn't give a question. Well, I guess you did. You phrased it in the form of a question, just like Jeff.
Thank you. So technically, it was right, wasn't it? So the person who just shouted out and who said that I was wasting time because of wanting a vote should be called out of order.
Can we vote on that?
The chair rules the person who called shouted out of order. So would that individual like to challenge the ruling of the chair?
I was out of order. I like being out of order. It's my thing.
All right.
I'm not going to challenge the ruling of the chair. I stand by what I said. It's really clear that, you know, there are some people who absolutely have no interest whatsoever in saving this network, or they don't have the brains to figure out that if we spend all our time...
I'm going to call you out of order again because you are now the person obstructing the business of this committee. You can editorialize or we can move our agenda. So have we had the vote on the extension?
Okay, Grace?
No.
No, yes. Don't extend it. You made the motion.
Yeah, Grace already said yes.
Yes, I already said yes.
Okay, Benito?
No.
Benito is no. Okay, Irene Duncan?
Yes.
Oh, God.
Okay, there's Sasha Futran.
Abstain.
Sasha? Okay. Jamie Gomez?
Yes.
And William Heerwagen?
No.
Is what? Ken Lofer?
Yes.
Ken Lofer, yes. Robert Mark? Is not
Robert Mark, not voting.
Abstain. TK McCary?
TK?
Okay. Dorothy Reich.
Yes.
Dorothy is yes. Irene, I think that's the meeting. James Agaton.
Yes.
Agaton is yes. Tanaka is yes. All right, so 7 yes, 2 no, and 2 abstentions, so we'll extend for 30 minutes. All right. Go ahead, Robert.
All right, so we've extended the meeting for 30 minutes. It's now 9:17 p.m. Central Time, so we've extended to 9:47 p.m. Central Time. And so now I have to find my agenda so I can figure out where we are on that. Okay, the next item on the agenda is... excuse me, did we finish with the minutes? We got them moved, but I don't know if we had a vote.
We did not have a vote on the minutes.
Is there objection to the approval of the minutes from the 17th of March or April? Hearing none, the chair declares them approved. Excused absences, I've been pointed out that there are no excused absences in committee, so that item is kind of moot. Item 7, update on RFPs being sent out. Any responses, efforts to find other CPA firms that should be sent RFPs, follow-up research about firms, 30 minutes, which is what we have.
All right.
So is anybody want to be on the stack for that? Because other than the thing I sent out in writing today, I don't really have anything to say at this point.
I would like to ask a question.
Yes, go ahead.
Is there any way to check on firms through, you know, I don't know, consumer, you know, I know that they mostly operate with businesses, but is there any organization that keeps track of how many complaints there are against a firm? Is that something that the...
There is something called the California Society of Accountancy or Accountants, one or the other. And I would imagine that all of their ethical complaints funnel through them.
So have we done
I know
that?
Here
we
in Texas, the bar, if there's been a complaint against a lawyer and it's been found to be sustained, you know, you can look that up. Any consumer can look that up online. But I've never looked at the California Society. So I don't know whether they do that
mostly,
or not.
I assume these firms are mostly okay, but I just thought maybe we should do that as well.
Mm-hmm. Good idea.
So, like I said, you know, if somebody want to volunteer to find the website for the California Society of Accountants or Accountancy and see if they have an online resource for us to look up whether there have been any ethical complaints.
I'll check on it. I'll check on it.
Could you repeat
the name of that, please?
The California Society of Accountancy, I believe.
Okay.
And one of the websites I looked at today, they had a resource. Each of these websites, they have a resources, and it's other sources of information that you might want, and one of them listed this organization. There's a National Society and a California Society.
Thank you. Well answered. Appreciated.
William, request for information? Yes, William.
I would hope that you would ask people to identify themselves as along with seeking their point of information or point of order or the stack.
I would ask that people first identify themselves before saying anything, including points of orders, requests for information.
A lot of time.
I'm sorry? Okay. I have sent out.
Sasha for the stack.
Go ahead, Sasha.
I had a question. I was wondering if anyone knows whether or not Sam has had any responses to the RFPs he sent out. And the other question I have is whether we're going to have a discussion about responding to these firms, and I just wanted to point out to everybody that I had forwarded on a message from Sam that he requested it be a small size firm. I looked up all of the firms that we've had responses from to date, and the largest one looks like it has 11 employees.
For responses, because on that list there are some much larger firms.
On the firm that responded, I looked at the staff numbers. So which one was much larger?
Well, on the 20 firms that were suggested, and now there's been another one that came in right before the meeting, there were some fairly large firms, but I don't know which ones have been sent RFPs and which ones have responded to those RFPs. The issue, as I see it, is that every one of them... The issue, as I see it, is that every one of them wants questions answered that we have to direct to our CFO. And so with 20 people, you know, that could be pretty time-consuming.
So
do we want to...
respond?
I'll try to take her out twice. She seems to be looking for you.
Aki had said that he Aki posted a spreadsheet in which she lists which firms responded to us.
Yeah.
Either just an automatic response or they're interested in submitting a request or most of them asking questions. And I just said that of those that responded to us in one way or another, if they have some interest, I looked those up, and to my eye, I looked at the number of staff. The largest had 11 people.
Okay.
That's all I was saying. Yes. I'm not saying that people who haven't had who haven't responded to us or have never been sent an RFP. I did not check those.
Well, again, I didn't see a spreadsheet that showed who had gotten to us. Unless it was that original spreadsheet that he sent out, I have not seen a spreadsheet that says these are the people that have responded to an RFP. All I have is a certain county firm, and there's 21 of them now.
I sent the Excel sheet of all the ones that responded. Three people responded. One other said they'll respond. So what I want to know is that two of the firms had a specific question, which are very similar to each other. So Sam suggested that we agree on sort of like a uniform, since they all asked the same question. And I sent to everybody what the questions were and what the response that both Bill Crozier and Sam suggested should be the response to those questions. So I think that each of the committee members should have that, because I sent that out. And one of the things I wanted to get a consensus on is that the committee agrees that those responses, the Sam who edited Bill Crozier's response, is adequate response to the questions that are being posed by the audit folks. And the second point I wanted to make is that should we send the RFPs to all of these firms that are identified so far?
I don't see any reason why not.
Okay. I don't see any reason why not.
The questions that you sent out.
What's that? Which questions is that?
These are the questions you sent out concerning, I see this is about a particular individual, one of the firms, which I don't want to mention the firms on the stream.
Yeah, right, yeah. Yeah. There are two firms that have very specific, questions. So I think they're going to be all very similar to that.
But here's the short list. Can you explain why you waited this long to schedule the audit for FY September 30th, 2015?
Did you ever listen to our meetings?
What?
Did you ever listen to our meetings?
No, the auditors have not listened to our meetings.
I would doubt they listened to our meeting. What is the reason for not continuing with the prior auditor? Well, despite the fact that our auditor very casually said they wouldn't tell us whether they would continue to be our auditor till after they completed the 14 audit, the fact of the matter is you should change auditors every 3 years.
Right.
Are you willing to agree to a multi-year audit engagement? I think we all would agree that we would like this firm to continue for two audits at least. Is payroll processed internally, or do you use an external provider? Have you been preparing all of the requisite schedules for the financial statement disclosures for the outside auditors? Please provide a copy of the letter you received from the Department of Justice, which I think they mean the Attorney General. And how many firms have you sent this RFP to? That was the short list. The first one was a little longer.
Well, Robert, I'd like your answer about we change every 3 years. That's good.
I think that's pretty standard procedure.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
At least when we changed to Armanino, it was because the previous auditor had been done three audits.
Right.
Sasha Flitzbach?
What? Go ahead.
Sasha Flitzbach. Well, I just want to say I don't like that answer because they're also asking at the same time, why did you wait until the last minute? So we knew we were going to change firms, and when our schedules were, completely overdue on our audits, we decided very late in the game to start looking for an auditor. It really is not does not paint a very good picture of us.
Well, okay.
But I'm hoping we can have
for themselves, Resit's a loquitur.
I'm hoping that we can have some discussion of who and how we're going to respond to this. I'd like to make a suggestion. I'm not clear Sam has time for all of this, but it might be an idea for us to divvy up the work and write responses, drafts, and run them by Sam. You know, whether they're
the same.
The answer that can indicate that. Some way to do this quickly.
William for the stack also.
Go ahead. I didn't hear who it was, the woman that said up for the stack.
Elaine,
I'm sorry.
I believe today I saw a letter, and I think, Aki, you sent it out with a response to those questions from Bill Crozier and Sam. And their responses were very clear and concise and honest about what everything that was going on without sounding like we were shooting ourselves in the foot all the time. So I don't know. Aki, did you send them to us or did Bill?
I did. I sent them to
the committee.
Right, I did.
It's on the same email stream as the questions
had,
I was reading.
I thought their answers were very good.
Good. So should we move that we use those responses to respond to the questions from the audit firms?
So moved.
Yeah, well, William was on the stack. I don't know what happened here.
Oh, William. Oh, yeah.
Go ahead, William.
Yeah, I was going to ask him what was the date and time of this email, which includes a draft from Bill Crozier and or Sam Agarwal.
Today at 1:09 p.m.
Today at 1:09 p.m., which
time from Aki. Correct.
That's your central time.
1:09 p.m. Central, correct.
Thank you.
Hi, this is Sasha with a question. Did you say 9 p.m. Central? Because...
Yeah.
No, he said...
It was 1:09.
1:09 p.m. 1:09 p.m.
Okay. So Central means it's what Pacific?
10:09.
11 a.m.
11 a.m.
Yeah, 11:09, Sasha, today, this morning, Pacific time.
And Aki, you sent it, is that correct?
Yeah, I sent it, yeah, 11:09, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I got it.
Hello.
I'm here.
We're all here.
Yeah, we're all here. Not sure what's going on.
Does anybody have anything else to say about, has everybody had a chance to look over those answers? There's a motion on the floor. Is there any further discussion about accepting those answers and authorizing the staff to? Yeah, well, whoever made the motion, would you repeat the motion and possibly send it in writing to the committee?
Sure. The basic motion is that the response made by Bill Crozier and amended by Sam should be, we should accept those responses as response to other questions from other audit firms. Basically, they're adequate.
Yes.
Yeah, I just want to give everybody a time to look them over, you know, before we go
sure.
to vote.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Sasha, with a comment.
Go ahead,
Sasha. I believe that we sent it between Sam and Aki. I believe it's gone out to more than 8 firms, but I don't know whether we really want to change that. So, yeah.
Well, these answers haven't gone on to 8 firms, just the RFP, right?
Yeah, the answers have been. Answers
have
not gone.
Firms.
The answers have not gone out. That's the reason why we brought up in this meeting that we want to get okay from this committee. That's the reason why I brought it up. But the answers should not be, you know, answered in open. It was supposed to be meant in close, but now that you have all read it, we just want to find out whether you have a consensus that this is the way that we can respond to the questions. That's all.
Well, again, on a lot of these answers, I think that, you know, that they're more qualified to answer them than we are.
Yeah. Exactly. Totally. Yeah. So should we give them the...
But going back to the comment about should we limit the number of people we send the RFP to, you know, people may not be interested when they see these answers. And so,
sure.
You know, we want to make sure that we get at least enough interested firms that, you know, will do the work.
I agree. It doesn't take much effort to send those out, so.
Yes.
So can I make a motion, then?
There's a motion on the floor that we send.
Do you
want to restate the motion? You made it, I believe.
Okay, I'll just sort of like extend the motion that we send the RFP to the remaining audit firms on the list, and that we use the responses provided by the IED and CFO for the questions posed by the audit firms.
I would just add, Aki, that there was a firm submitted by Sasha today, and there was a firm submitted by Elaine today that would also get onto the spreadsheet.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. We added. Yeah. Those will be added,
okay.
Of course. Yeah.
Okay. Any discussion on the motion?
Maybe the bins?
Yes, they're in the bag, probably.
What?
They're probably in that bag.
What?
Oh.
Someone needs to mute. They're obviously having a private conversation.
Okay. So you want to just sort of see any objections to it?
I don't. Are there any objections to the approval of the motion?
This is William.
Yes, William.
Could you reread the motion?
Aki?
Okay. The motion is to send the RFPs to all of the audit firms noted on the list that I sent out, including the 2 that were added by today by Irene and Sasha,
and that response to the questions from the audit firm would be include the response that Bill Kozier, the IED, and Sam Agarwal composed in regards to those questions.
Thank you.
I'll make it a little bit. Yeah. All right.
Okay. Is there any objection?
We're
yes, William.
I move to divide.
Sure, that's fine.
Okay. Is there any objection to dividing the question? Hearing none, then we'll first take up the matter of sending out the RFP to all the firms listed as stated in the motion. Aki, would you please take the roll on that?
Is there any objection?
Is there any objection to that? Hearing none. Okay, the second part of the motion is that we go ahead, Aki, would you go ahead and read it again since you have it in front of you and I don't?
Well, I'm just sort of paraphrasing that if we use the responses composed by IED and CFO as sent out in my email to everybody as the standard response to questions posed by the audit firms.
Okay. Anybody object to the motion?
Ms. William?
I'd like to abstain.
Okay. All right. Subject to one abstention, is there any other objection to the motion?
Not an objection, just abstain.
Okay. So we have two members abstaining. Any other objections to the motion? How many people are online right now?
11. Two people left. 11 people on.
11, so that would be 9. So that would be a clear majority of the committee. So the motion passes. The next thing I have on my agenda is something called next steps. I think we just dealt with that, but if somebody has a next step, we have 6 minutes left.
All right.
This is great.
No next steps? Okay, great.
I would put forward a motion to adjourn. Second.
Okay. Any objection to adjourning? Hearing none, ladies and gentlemen, the meeting is adjourned.